जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Nithai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nithai Gaura Hari Bol.
Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे कृष्ण. टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 9 एंटाइटल द पासिंग अवे ऑफ भीष्म देव एंड वर्स नंबर 34.
युधितुर गरजो विधूम्रविश्वत् कचलुलितश्रमवार्यलङ्कृतास्ते मम निशितशरैर्विभिद्यमान त्वचि विलसत्कवचेस्तु कृष्ण आत्मा. युधि तुरगरजो विधुम्रविश्वक् कचलुलितश्रमवार्यलङ्कृतास्ते मम निशितशरैर्विभिद्यमान त्वचि विलसत्कवचेस्तु कृष्ण आत्मा. युधि तुरगरो जो विधुम्रविश्वक् कचलुलितश्रमवार्यलङ्कृतास्ते मम निशितशरैर्विभिद्यमान त्वचि विलसत्कवचेस्तु कृष्ण आत्मा. युधितुरगरो जो विधुम्रविश्वक् कचलुलितश्रमवार्यलङ्कृतास्ते मम निशितशरैर्विभिद्यमानः त्वचि विलसत्कवचेस्तु कृष्ण आत्मा. युधितुरगरो जविधुम्रविश्व कचलुलितश्रमलाङ्क मम निशितरे शरैर्विभिद्यमान त्वचि विलसत्कवचेस्तु कृष्ण आत्मा. माताजी, युधि तुरगरो जो विधुम्र विश्व वचलुलित श्रम वार्यलङ्कृतास्ते मम निशितरे शरैर्विभिद्यमान त्वचि विलसत्कवचेस्तु कृष्ण आत्मा. वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग युधि ऑन द बैटल फील्ड, तुरगह हॉर्सेस, रजह डस्ट, विधुम्र टर्न्ड एन एशन कलर, विश्वक वेविंग, कच हेयर, लुलित स्कैटर्ड, श्रमवारी परस्पिरेशन, अलंकृत डेकोरेटेड विथ आस्ते अंटू द फेस मम माय निशित शार्प शरे बाय द एरोज विभिद्यमान पियर्स्ड बाय त्वची इन द स्किन विलसत enjoying pleasure, kavache protecting armor, astu let there be, krishne unto shri krishna, atma mind. Translation: on the battlefield where shri krishna attended arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair of Lord Krishna
turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hoofs of horses. And because of his labor, beads of sweat wetted his face. All these decorations, intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows, were enjoyed by him. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. Purport. The Lord is the absolute form of eternity, bliss and knowledge. As such, transcendental loving service to the Lord in one of the five principal relations, namely Shanta, Dasya, Sakshya, Vatsalya and Madhurya, that is neutrality, servitorship, fraternity, filial affection and conjugal love, is graciously accepted by the Lord when offered to the Lord in genuine love and affection. Sri Bhishmadev is a great devotee of Lord in the relation of servitorship. Thus his throwing of sharp arrows at the transcendental body of the Lord is as good as the worship of another devotee who throws soft roses upon him. It appears that Bhishmadev is repenting the actions he committed against the person of the Lord. But factually, the Lord's body was not at all pained due to his transcendental existence. His body is not matter. Both he himself and his body are complete spiritual identity. Spirit is never pierced, burned, dried, moistened, etc. This is vividly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So also it is stated in the Skanda Puran, it is said that the spirit is always uncontaminated and indestructible. It cannot be distressed, nor can be dried up. When Lord Vishnu is in his incarnation appears before us, he seems to be like one of the conditioned souls, materially encaged, just to bewilder the asuras or the non-believers who are always alert to kill the Lord, even from the very beginning of his appearance. Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna and Ravana wanted to kill Rama because foolishly they were unaware of the fact that the Lord is never killed, for the spirit is never annihilated. Therefore, Bhishmadeva's piercing of the body of Lord Krishna is a sort of bewildering problem for the non-devotee atheist. But those who are devotees or liberated souls are not bewildered. Bhishmadeva appreciated the all-merciful attitude of the Lord because he did not leave Arjuna alone, although he was disturbed by the sharpened arrows of Bhishmadeva. Nor was he reluctant to come before Bhishma's deathbed, even though he was ill-treated by him on the battlefield. Bhishma's repentance and the Lord's merciful attitude are both unique in this picture. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a great acharya and a devotee in the humor of conjugal love with the Lord, remarks very saliently in this regard. He says that the wounds created on the body of the Lord by the sharpened arrows of Bhishmadev were as pleasing to the Lord as the biting of the fiancé who bites the Lord's body directed by the strong sense of sex desire. Such biting by the opposite sex is never taken as a sign of enmity, even if there is a wound on the body. Therefore, the fighting as an exchange of transcendental pleasure between the Lord and his pure devotee, Sri Bhishmadev, was not at all mundane. Besides that, since the Lord's body and the Lord are identical, there was no possibility of wounds in the absolute body. The apparent wounds caused by the sharpened arrows are misleading to the common man, but one who has little absolute knowledge can understand the transcendental exchange in chivalrous relation. The Lord was perfectly happy with the wounds caused by the sharpened arrows of Bhishmadev. The word vividyamanaha is significant
Because the Lord's skin is not different from the Lord. Because our skin is different from our soul, in our case the word vividyamana or being bruised or cut would have been quite suitable. Transcendental bliss is of different varieties, and the variety of activities in the mundane world is but a perverted reflection of transcendental bliss. Because everything is in the mundane world is qualitatively mundane, it is full of inebrieties. Whereas in the absolute realm, because everything is of the same absolute nature, there are varieties of enjoyment without inebriety. The Lord enjoyed the wounds created by His great devotee Bhishma Dev, and because Bhishma Dev is a devotee in the chivalrous relation, He fixes up His mind on Krishna in that wounded condition. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Bilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Nabom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna First of all I seek blessings from the all assembled devotees So that I can speak for the glorification of Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. So, from a couple of days we are hearing and reading the last prayers of Lord Bhishma Dev before he departs. In first verse he says that let my thinking, feeling and willing be focused on Krishna. Now nothing more, no other subject should be focused on. As we know that there are 12 Mahajanas and Bhishma Dev is one of them. So first of all just understand, let us understand the importance of Mahajana. What is Mahajana actually? So we find that in the Indian tradition we have Vedas, the Vedic texts, they are so variegated that the various sages when they approach them, they approach Vedic texts with their own angle of analysis, they come up with different conclusions.
different sets of religious principles. So for the common masses, it is very difficult to come to the conclusions. What is the real religious principle? Because whoever they approach, they will say something different. That's why it is said, tarko apratishta, shrutoyo vibhinna nasa rishiryasya matam na bhinnam. So kindly Krishna has put the religious principle, real religious principle, into the heart of self-realized persons. Dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena gatasya pantha. So for common men, they can't analyze Vedic texts and come to the conclusion that, okay, this is the way we should do these things. So they have to just follow Mahajanas. So that is the easiest way Krishna has provided for the most of the people, that is common mass. And that's how they can reach the same ultimate goal, which even the transcendental, the great intellectuals can achieve. So that is the merciful nature of the Lord, which Bhishmadev here appreciates. That he, mame vamsho jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana, he, for him everybody is equal. And he wants everybody to come back to spiritual world. Few days back, I just heard a comment that, you know, such Mahajans, and the Bhishmadev had made a mistake that he, and the base, this accusation or this argument was based on something like that why, how can such a Mahajan, Bhishmadev, who could tolerate the Draupadi's insult, you know, that why didn't he stop that insult? He should have chopped off Duryodhana's head. When that Draupadi's Vastaran attempt was happening, at that moment, all of us remember that Bhima took a vow that I will tear apart the thigh of this Dushyasan. I vow. So my question is, why didn't he do that there itself? He was there. Right? Does he need a net practice for that? Bhima could have done that. But because he was bound by the Kshatriya conduct, he was bound. Similarly, even Bhishmadev was bound by his Kshatriya conduct. He has vowed to serve the throne. So that's why, even though if you see genealogically, Bhishmadev was a Pitamaha to Dhritarashtra. He was always honoring him like, Maharaj, why don't you do that? Why don't you instruct Duryodhana and something like that. So respectful, he could have said, Dhrutu, why don't you do that? I mean, it was not like that Dhritarashtra or chastising him. No, because it's like a hierarchy. He's a minister, advisor, servant. He has to follow the order. So the argument which someone does, I mean, we imply our philosophy on some Mahajans, we should have a strong philosophical background, in the sense, Shastri quotation. So we see even the gambling match was not been played by Duryodhan by putting sword on Yudhishthira's neck, that you play, otherwise we'll kill you. No. It was Yudhishthira Maharaja's consent. He agreed and he lost everything. And that's why the things happened. So just as we say that Pandavas and Kauravas, there's a fight between Dharma and Adharma. So if we can't blame Bhima, who could not stop Draupadi's insult, and we still called him Dharma, Dharmic. So similarly, even Bhishmadev is also Dharmic, although he took part in Adharmic side. So we should understand that based on what is happening around us and our nature and
with that nature, which mode affects us, we make a philosophy, and then we stamp it on the authorities which we have no access to right now. If you see if the Mahabharata war, till Bhishma was there in the Kurukshetra, nobody dared to do adharmic act, go non-Kshatriya conduct. You know, till 11th day, everything was happening that at night everybody was friends and in morning they were fighting. But as Bhishma Dev fell, on 13th day, Kauravas planned this butchery idea, Kshatriya idea. That they planned and killed Abhimanyu, 6 people against 1. So that is butchery. So the argument was made that why did Bhishma Dev didn't chop off Duryodhana's head? If he would have, then Bhishma Dev's name would have been in the history book, not in Bhagavatam. We are studying his teachings. He is chosen by Krishna to be consoled, to console Yudhishthira Maharaj, where even Krishna failed, apparently, and even great sages. Why? Because he is the most dharmic, he is Mahajana. So prove his glory. That's why this is enacted. So, how can we call him adharmic? When he was there, nobody dared to do that. Anything adharmic. First of all, in this our journey to spirituality, we should find out, we should confirm our role. Right? The role in the sense that we are in the name of assisting Krishna in, preaching and reclaiming the fallen conditioned soul. We are part of Krishna's team and we are preaching on his behalf. What happens is there is a danger always to take Krishna's role, put Krishna aside and, establish dharma. Yada yadai dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyudhanam adharmasya. So when, adharma is happening, so we see our presently adharma is happening rampantly. So someone may come up that, in the past those who could have stopped adharma, they didn't do that, that's why this is the repercussion. So everything what is happening around, what we do, we make our own philosophy. In 1950, there was a naval ship was crossing the ocean and they found one object in between. So they immediately sent a message that please change your course 15 degree to north to avoid the collision. And in their own way, their message came that you change your course 15 degree to south. So the ship said, we are US naval ship carrying the aircraft, 50 aircrafts. You better change your course 15 degree north. The reply same came, you change your course 15 degree south. So now the captain said that we will take measures, we'll counteract. If you do not change your course 15 degree to north, then you will have to face the consequences. The reply came, I am lighthouse, your call. So immediately, what happened? They have to change their course 15 degree to south. So because you can't crash to the, your ship can't cross, crash to the lighthouse. Lighthouse cannot change. Similarly, the whatever happening in our life on the basis of emotional breakdowns or making our philosophy out of our own false ego, we can't change, we can't make people change their path. In the sense, we can't blame on the absolute truth, those who have absolute truth. Just like the ships come and go, they are actually scrapped. After some years, they have been sold in scrap bhava.
Lighthouse remains. They are permanent. So lighthouse is made to show the path for ships. Ship cannot show path to Mahajanas. So that's how our role should be, to understand Krishna and his representatives and their roles, and what is our benefit. Our benefit is to follow. And that way we achieve the desired goal. Otherwise it is a disaster. So mostly the as we say that, as Radhika Vallabhprabhu once was saying, that you know, in this world, to create and to destruct, it's very easy, you know, doesn't take much of energy. You do it, create, and you destroy also. But to maintain something, it takes a lot of energy. Right? So that's why when we come to sadhana, I mean the philosophy, I mean the devotional service, it's like doing the same thing. We don't change our process. The chanting, hearing, and preaching, so and so forth. The nine process of devotional service doesn't change. So it is, there is no creation. You have to do the same thing day in and day out, years together, decades. So the soul's nature, we have an aumshik nature, that too, we are creator, we are a part of creator, you know. So that there is always hankering that, you know, I have something, you know, in the sense I have to contribute, in the sense everything is based on, if I think like that, I'll give you an example. Like one person was saying that, oh, my mother, you know, she is a very good cook. She cooks everything so fantastic. Only her bhindi is worst. So someone said that, how many times you have tasted her bhindi? She said, no, never I have tasted her. So how did you come to conclude that her bhindi is worst? He said, because I am bhindi allergic. So because you are bhindi allergic, you have concluded that the person who is expert in cooking everything is worst in cooking bhindi. You understand what I am saying? My allergic to bhindi, I have all rights to blame all the good cooks that they can't make bhindi nice. So the point what I'm making is, each and every individual has a freedom given, and that applies to even devotees also. So that's how we should not create disturbances in our own path by our activities, based on our own false ego, just because I have to create something. So why we are reading the chapter after chapter, I mean, you know, entire Bhagavatam, we see there are teachings of Mahajans only, all 12 Mahajans, right? Swayambhu, Narado, Shambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balir, Vyasa, Kirvayam, all 12 cantos, they are only Mahajanas, their teachings. So just because, oh, there are only praises, let me see some criticism. So some thoda masala aa jayega. No. So just like I'll give, in COVID, what happened? There are so many people lost their jobs. You see, one of my cousin also, he lost his job on the day of Diwali. So they have planned that they will celebrate Diwali at his home. And afternoon he got a call that Hare Krishna. So he was planning promotion and bonus, and the news got that you lost your job. So emotions. So emotionally based, he said, kya ho gaya? So generally what happens, we do on Diwali, we put lights everywhere, right? So his sister planned, she came to his house, saw that it's all darkness there. So she went inside and asked, what happened? Diwali celebration? उन्हें क्या दिवाली दिवाला निकल गया बिकॉज आई लॉस्ट माई जॉब. तो शी सेड अरे जॉब ही गया, हैव यू तू लूला लंगला हो गया क्या? यू हैव सो मच एक्सपीरियंस, ऑल द बैंक्स हैव नॉट लॉक्ड अप, यू कैन अप्लाई अगेन, यू कैन गेट अ जॉब. एंड व्हाट अबाउट योर सेविंग्स? सो द हिज प्लानिंग वॉज दैट इफ आई एम हैप्पी देन ओनली आई विल सेलिब्रेट दिवाली. बट वी डोंट सेलिब्रेट दिवाली फॉर दैट. We celebrate Diwali because it is a celebration of Lord Ram's victory. It's not that I am happy, that's why we are celebrating Diwali. We celebrate Diwali because that is Krishna's happiness, Lord Ram's happiness. That gives us happiness. So what I am trying to convey is the one argument to against the teachers who are teaching the entire philosophy corrupts our faith. Just like it is a well-known thing that, you know, Mayavadir Bhashya Sune Hoila Sarvanash. So how it is Sarvanash? Because Mayavadis are offenders to Krishna. And that's why when we hear from them, we party to that offense. And that's why it corrupts our philosophy, our perception about Lord, about his, I mean, entire personality. And that's why even though they may speak on Bhagavatam, Hoile Sarvanash. So that's why it is recommended that those who are in the path of philosophy, I mean, this pantha, so we should encourage, we should infuse faith in people. Right now what is happening outside is so many writers are coming and they write on Vedic texts based on their own conclusions. And onion, and they put onion is like this, so maybe Vishnu is like this. So I'm just saying there is no dearth of writers outside to corrupt our faith, to dislodge our faith. We ourselves should not do that by thinking that, oh, I think this is, he has not followed dharma or something. So that is my one point which I wanted to clarify here without any offense. Because what is the entire thing which we may perceive that, you know, Pandavas, there are verses by Bhishma Dev that how can you people who are so godly, so powerful, has to go through these kind of events? Sarvam kala kritam manne. So he gives the reason that it's kala. Bhavatam yat apriyam. Sapalo yat vashe loko vayureva ghanavali. Are, no one can challenge time. So he says that this is only the plan of Lord, because he wanted that all adharmic people should come together and get annihilated at once. So that's how the thing has happened in such a way. So we, from our own insignificant point of view, should not analyze such aspects which even stalwart have failed to and only got bewildered. That's why Bhishma Dev says that, you know, Nahi asya karhichit rajan puman veda vidikshitam. The plan of Lord, nobody can understand. Who? Yad vijigya saya yukta muishanti kavayopihi. Kavayopihi means all these, the demigod, the great rishis, those who have understood the truth some way by their staunch practices. They even cannot understand the plan of the Lord. How can we do that? So, this is dharma, that is dharma, and this is up to let Krishna. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam nave viduro rishiyo noapi deva na siddha mukhya asura manushya kuto na vidya dhara charana dayaha. So, charana, siddha, manushya, asura, nobody can ascertain the real religious principle. This is Krishna's task. And when he is here, he does it personally.
And when he is not there, then the Mahajanas are to be followed. So we should have first our role perfect. You know, in a film, suppose we have given roles, hero, heroine, villain. Like suppose a villain starts thinking that I am hero, the whole thing will have another effect. We should have a role to assist Krishna, assist Guru. Janma sarthak kari kara para upakar. So we take para upakar as a more, in our speech we may do that. And the thing is, when we are preaching, then what happens is we are directly taking up a leadership role. So leadership role should bring faith in Krishna. I mean, we should bring faith of people towards Krishna. We should bring conditioned souls to Krishna for taking his shelter, not creating doubt. Why I am saying this? Because in purport there is a one paragraph comes where that there are always non-believers who wants to kill Krishna. They don't understand transcendental body of Krishna. That's like Ravana wanted to kill Rama. Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna. How can you even imagine? If now we are a devotee, we understand this is there. But how can a common man understand this? So the transcendental body of Lord should be understood by Mahajans. Now the verse very nicely says, it's very a scene is picturized by, so Bhishma Dev on 11th day fell down on a bed of arrows. So he didn't start criticizing the people or something. He is meditating now on this scene. Today's verse is meditating from that day. Now it's a long time. So he's saying that Krishna, taking a wheel of chariot, coming towards me, his hairs are ashen by the dust raised by the horses, and the decorations of sweat on his forehead, and wounds created by my arrows. So now, purport we read that Krishna's body is complete spirit. We have a body and inside we are there. Spirit. Part and parcel. Soul. Krishna is complete spirit. So question may come, then how can, and of course in Ishupanishad 8 verse there is a mention that his Ashna Viram Akayam. Akayam means he doesn't have body like us. He has a spiritual body. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. And Ashnaviram means he doesn't have blood veins. Now if somebody doesn't have blood veins, how can he have a wound? And if he has a spirit body, how can he have a sweat? Mohitam nabhi janati, naham prakasha sarvasya. So Krishna plays a role in such a way that only qualified person can understand him. And others will get bewildered only. So, it is said, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvatha tattva deham punar janma neti maam esu arjuna. Kitna simple, it's so simple. Just accept Krishna's the birth and activities as transcendental. You don't get birth again. And Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. And he steals butter. If he is the Lord of everything, why is he stealing butter? So those who have not following into the Mahajan Guru Shishya Parampara, they will never understand this. And they have a doubt. Contradictory, sir. He is saying, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, and he is stealing, he is lying. So always they will be having a doubt, and they will never ever cross this particular ocean of birth and death. So, before we surrender unto Krishna, we have to show complete surrender to a personality who is representative of him. That is the criteria. So unless we do that, that's why yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. So guru, unless we get his mercy, his prasad, we can't get Krishna's. So unless we understand this transcendental nature of Krishna by Guru's instruction, by following him, by serving him, there is no question of understanding Krishna and what, how divya he is. And unless we do that, our main purpose, antakaleja mameva smaran muktva kalevan, how will it be fructified? Because we will remember someone when we understand he is very powerful, very attractive, very wealthy. You know, anything very extraordinary, we remember. We put photographs of him, his or her, because the exceptional qualities are there. So unless we have that understanding, we will actually have to take again birth. So fortunate is our Bhishmadev that he has Krishna personally present before him. We may not be so fortunate, right? So to answer to this question that, you know, the how Krishna is a spirit and he can spirit body still, he has wounds and sweat, how to understand this? The simple thing, Bhagavad Gita teaches us that Asharyavat Pashyati Kashyidenam Asharyavat Vadati Tathaiva Chanyam. A soul who is a part and parcel of Krishna is also spirit. And even we can't understand. It even, soul is Asharyavat for everybody. So many people see soul as a Asharya. See, an ant has a soul. If you weigh ant, how much weigh? It's a few milligrams, right? But a whale has a thousands of ton weight. So do you think that there is a the soul's size is different in whale and ant? Same soul, but we can't, through our brain, we can't understand that. You know, just like Prabhupada went to Dr. Katowski and he told him that, you know, car and body, car and driver, body and soul. The Katowski is a PhD, he wrote so many things, but he couldn't understand what is important. So he said car. Because without car we can't move. Prabhupada said, without driver, what is the use of car? He said, no. Driver nahi, car is important. So that's how it's very difficult to understand even soul. How soul acts. So how much more difficult it is to understand how spirit, complete spirit acts. So that's how Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. So if you follow the devotees, then the much complex thing becomes very simple. Because the merciful nature of Krishna actually flows in by the merciful nature of devotees only. The same mercy flows when Krishna becomes happy. So it's like if somehow, just like our Amogha, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives mercy to Amogha. Amogha becomes realized, and Advaita Acharya said, how can you do that? I mean, how he was a blasphemer. Mahaprabhu said, because he is connected to you. Only qualification is, because he is your family member. That's why he got mercy. So similarly, however difficult the things might be, if we just get a mercy of a pure devotee, then we are qualified to understand the complex matter about transcendence. Your Uddhava in Third canto says that there are many things will happen around. Many people will say anything. They will write all opposite. But the pure devotees will never get distracted. Their faith will not get shaken. So this verse comes that people say, you know, ki Krishna, I mean the Jara has shot arrow. The arrow was pointed by the cursed club. You know, the Yadu dynasty will be killed. And that's why, that is the reason of Krishna's disappearance. So in that context, so Uddhava says that Adayantara Adhas Yastu Swabimbam Loka Lochanam. So Krishna was, however, 125 years, whichever year he was on this planet, he was not to be seen actually by those who actually were able to see him. So he writes that Krishna just removed his form from the sight of those who were unable to see him due to not executing the required penance. What is that penance? That is not the penance of austerities and all that. Penance of the Bhishmadev went through that pain. That staying in all non-devotees association, seeing all atrocities happening to devotees, still in the favor of devotee, still helping devotee association and doing his sadhana. In the sense, he didn't become adharmic. So that is the pain. The many people, what happened, janta, people, what they do, whole entire community is doing, so okay, I'll also do. I mean, whatever wrong and right, the general mass do not have any ideas. That's why it is said, yadyat acharati shrestas. So they do, king does, everybody does. So, the devotee is one who has to do this penance, that however difficult the association of devotees may appear, may feel to us, we have to do that penance to together glorify Krishna. And then in that way we can understand him, and there are many ways you can remember, you know. So our unfortunate situation is that we are not sure that when we will be on the deathbed akasmat death, we will not have Krishna most probably in front of us so that we can remember him, Antakalaj Mameva and Smaran Mukta. So we have to have a plan B, which Bhishmadev had. This verse is his plan B. Fortunately, he has both plans successful. Krishna is also there and his plan B is also there. So he is also meditating that planned Uttarayan, and this will, because I have a relationship with Krishna in a shiroless mood. So our nature we have to understand, and accordingly we should have, you know, like there are various ways, dhams, lord's qualities, his names, his pastimes, wherever fit, because that's how our nature is. Our nature will not change. Shivalar, Sakya, whatever it may be. So we have to have a very powerful practice of that remembrance, in the sense, whatever happens, oh, I remember this. I remember. Just like he is meditating on this form. And then even Krishna is there. He says, let my mind goes unto this picture. And then it is surety that actually we can remember Krishna. So today we have seen. We being in the Gaudiya Shishya Parampara, we have Mahajans as to follow. So we should not create distrust in people about them. Second thing, that we have to have, so we have to understand by their teachings how the transcendence is very difficult. But by their mercy, it is very easy. And to make our life successful, we have to work like Bhishma Dev, that we have to have a plan B. Then it is very likely that we may get a success. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.